Jesse Allen talking now with Ryan Moe of Stone X. Ryan, let's look at the grain trade and seeing the grain market start to leak a little bit lower here as we work through the day. Fairly choppy action, it feels like, on this Friday. Again, to me, it feels like this choppiness coming from the macro side versus the weather as we head into the weekend. Is that kind of the feeling you're getting here in this market as we look at things on Friday?
Yeah, there's not much of a real feel to the direction of this market this morning. If there is a feeling, though, it is going to be tilted towards the negative. When you look at the weather maps for what could potentially fall as far as rain this weekend, it looks like we could get a nice half inch to inch and a half rain in some very key growing areas that need some rain in Illinois and Indiana. And if those rains materialize, I think what bearishness we're seeing here this morning will be extended into the trade on Sunday night and Monday as well.
Now, talking about export sales, you know, they looked fairly weak yesterday on the weekly report, minus wheat. Here today, we got an export sale of corn to China. And I thought that was very interesting, Ryan.
Yeah, it's interesting from the standpoint of we're not exactly the most competitive grain in the world right now. So anything that we're getting is a bit of a surprise to me. I am forecasting that we are going to end the year with some pretty wimpy export sales, as we saw a massive sell-off yesterday in corn at the Gulf. And we also saw a lot weaker soybean bids as well. So that does not bode well for our exports, which we thought maybe would be strong at the end of the year here. It looks like they're going to end up pretty darn weak.
Well, and as well, we see on the, you mentioned, you know, we're not the cheapest corn in the world, that U.S. dollar, that macro side, more highs in the dollar, hot inflation numbers this week. We're seeing the energy markets and the stock market rebound a little bit here on Friday. What's your thoughts with that macro picture and just all the data and all the news we've seen and all the moves we've seen here this week?
For the ag sector, I think the most important factor to look at is going to be the U.S. dollar. It's kind of like a cartoon character with a giant anvil hanging over their head, and they're holding a scissors with a really thin rope. That's something that folks really need to understand, what the strong dollar does mean to the U.S. export marketplace. And thinking about what that means to you in your local area, it sometimes gets to be a little bit second or third level thinking. But if the dollar continues to be strong, it does make our exports less competitive on the world marketplace, hence why I'm just a little bit more than surprised about today's export sale announcement. I wish I had better news for all of this to come into a weekend, but it just sure doesn't seem like there's a lot of great news coming into the weekend for the bulls.
And that's Ryan Moe of StoneX in for Arlen Suderman here today with our midday commentary. Coming up on this afternoon show, we're going to talk with Ted Seifert of Zahner Ag Hedge, get his thoughts on the market trade to wrap up the week. And we're also going to have a conversation with Nutrien Chief Economist Jason Newton. He'll be joining us here on Market Talk. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Friday, July 15th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.